Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andy Coleman's Met Report is brought to you by Interstate Battery Distributors of New York and Connecticut. Every battery for every need. By Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, the preferred pizza of New York baseball. And by CSEA, Local 830. The incomparable Eddie Coleman is with us. How are you, Ed?
Joe, how are you? Evan?
Wonderful.
Joe, I told you it would be five, at least.
Oh, for the Celtics?
Yes, I
tell you, but even you didn't see this one coming last night.
Oh,
I mean, that's an unbelievable win. That is an unbelievable win by
that's
the Celtics.
That,
even if they don't win another game, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, they probably won't. But, you know, they what's interesting to me is that, you know, without Isaiah, you know, if he's not out there dealing and giving you 30 points and creating havoc or whatever, he's a detriment. You know, because you can't guard anybody. It's too small. So, you know, they're almost, the matchups are better for him. If he's not doing what he's doing.
Does this make you, as a Celtic fan, say, you know what? He's a free agent.
Yeah, well,
he's going to want a max. You know where I'm going. He wants a max contract.
I think it's something they have to think about. Mm. I think it's something they obviously have thought about, too, Evan. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you have to. But listen, he's a terrific player.
Tremendous player.
And he's, you know, he'll get MVP votes, and he should. But, you know, the thing is, if he's operating at half speed, which he is, or less than that, you know, it works against you.
And it may not be fair, but I think when you look at his height, you wonder how he's going to age. And on a big max contract, when he's 32, 33, what type of player is he? It's a fair question.
Well, that's true, too. And also, you know, he can't do, I don't think, against Cleveland, you know, with the long arms of Thompson and people like that. He can't drive like, you know, he can against other teams. And,
right.
You know, dish and create havoc, like I said. So, you know, anyway. But it was fun to watch last night. I do know this. I love Avery Bradley, not just for the shot last night, but almost every game.
He's
he makes great decisions. He guards the best guy in the backcourt on the other team. He's a terrific player.
Yeah, and I mean, you hit on something really important with Isaiah, and it's not really too big of a knock on him because he does deserve MVP votes. He obviously had to deal with such tragedy in his life with his sister, and he's been able to be successful. But it's really difficult when your best player can't defend. And he's just not a good defensive player. Look at the best players on some of these other teams like LeBron or Kawhi Leonard. And I won't say Steph Curry, but I will say Klay Thompson because Klay Thompson defends. We know that.
Yes, he does. Yep, absolutely. Mm. You're right.
Eddie, I tell you what, every time I get a little excited that maybe the Mets can go on a run, then they play the third game of their series, and it turns out not only do they lose, but it's like with a thud. You know what I mean? Like, we thought they lose the game.
The only thing I would say is that it was almost painless yesterday because it was over right away.
Well, it was that,
like,
yes.
Four batters in or five batters or whatever. It didn't last long, and it was over then. So you move on to other things, I guess. But, you'd love to get a sweep there, keep it going. Tommy Malone has not delivered in the starts he kept them in the first couple yesterday but that's what he's been in his career. You know, he will give you, sometimes he'll give you a gem and most times he'll keep you in games, but occasionally you're going to have one like that. And unfortunately it was yesterday for them. Mm.
When you look at this rotation right now, and I know that Lugo and Mats are at least on the men, they're both making rehab starts. Steven's actually going to start for Vegas in a couple of days.
Tomorrow. They both start tomorrow.
Both of them.
Yep. Different places.
Lugo's in Bradenton down in the State League, and Mats will be in Texas, I think, Round Rock. But they're both going to start. And Darno is catching Mats.
Well, he could take his time. Because as far as I'm concerned, he's lost his catcher's job. And I think Terry Collins even agrees. But in the short term, would they consider trying to hide this fifth spot as long as possible? Because I think with this off day that they have today, they could hide it till Saturday or Sunday. But because of DeGrom's issues or mini issues, are they going to forget that and put Gesellman right back into the rotation this week? How are they going to handle it?
They can handle it several ways, and I think that's what they're working on now. At least, you know, the indications were, and listening to Terry yesterday, that They're going to push Wheeler back because he asked for a day, and that's going to mean Thursday to Friday. I don't think there's anything really wrong, but he felt a little bit tight or whatever, and just needs an extra day. DeGrom, I think they're thinking of giving him an extra day because of the callus, so that would mean Wednesday to Thursday. That's going to leave Wednesday open. Harvey's pitching Tuesday. You could put Gesellman in there, but, you know, he's done a great job out of the bullpen. That's why you may see Malone again. I mean, he could come back on short rest because he didn't pitch very much yesterday, that's for sure. So I don't know how they're going to go about handling it. I think they may be thinking long-term, too, if you can work it, and that depends on guys getting healthy and getting back here, of Gesellman in the pen, because he gives you a power arm. He's looked very good out of the pen thus far, and he's also a guy that you'd love. You know, you bring in with guys on base, he can get you that ground ball double play because he's got that nasty sinker. So they're tossing that around. I don't think anything's set in stone, but that's what they're looking at this point.
You know, Eddie, I thought Friday night was the best moment we've seen so far for a Met pitcher with DeGrom getting out of that bases loaded, no out in the seventh inning. You know, he's sitting there with the blister. I'm like, here we go. I'm like, oh, you got to be. He's looking at his finger, and I'm like, you know, going to my head, you know, as he's looking at his finger. But I Collins leaving him in there. Obviously, Reyes made that big play to kind of save him. But I thought that was the – yeah, that was the best moment we've seen from a Mets starter so far this year.
No question, Joe. And it was seven shutout innings as well, too.
Right. We haven't
seen that very much
all
this year. That used to be almost by rote last year, it seemed. Guys would go out there and give you that and get into the seventh or longer. But you haven't seen that much. And, he did a great job. I mean, it's what you expect from DeGrom. And but I thought the same thing, too, when, you know, Terry and Ray Ramirez come out. I said, you know, can anything else go wrong with this team this year? You know, you're pitching a gem and then this. But, he made the pitches and got out of it. And then the bullpen held up, for that night.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was a huge win. And they needed that win in the worst way. And to get another one Saturday. And, you know, yesterday the air came out of the balloon pretty quick. So. They did win a series.
Absolutely, but you feel like
Eddie.
I think the thing, you have to run off at some point. You know, you're going to have to run off 7-8 in a row, and I think they know that. But I think the next best thing at this point is to win series. That's what you have to do is to win series and keep going along that way and try to get back to 500 and launch from there. But because the schedule gets a lot tougher, I think we all know.
Oh yeah, they got the Cubs, Nats, Dodgers, Giants all in a row.
Yep. It gets tough, and a lot of that's on the road. So. The Cubs and Nats, I know, are at home, but a lot of the other stuff is
West Coast, Dodgers and San Francisco. We're talking Eddie C. about the Mets. Any concern over Zach Wheeler? He apparently told Dan Worthen he wants an extra day, so the Mets are going to give him an extra day. Even though he nearly imploded or did implode in that sixth inning, he's been impressive, and he's had some good signs that he can help them the rest of the way. But any concern over him wanting the extra day?
No, I don't think so. You know, he needs a lot of times. He needs a little bit of extra time. It's just the way it is. I don't know. I didn't get to talk to Zach about this yesterday, but when you watch him, he rears way back in his pitching motion, and sometimes I think that that stretching with the arm way back, I think there's you get some soreness in there because of that. That's what I believe anyway. And I think that just needs a little more time to work itself out. And I think that's why he asked for it. But I don't think I think at this point, if they had any concern at all, I think anyway, if they had any concern that this was going to be a long lasting issue or something that would, bother him or set him back or set him out for a long time, I think they'd do something. But I think the extra day will probably just help.
All right, Reyes, he doesn't play yesterday. I guess he said he could play, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, he wanted to.
But he's playing Tuesday. I mean, he's okay, right? I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah, he is. He said it was his – he did an awful lot the day before, a lot of running.
Yep, big game, three hits.
Hitting.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And stretched himself out a little bit defensively, too. So he wanted to play and actually was arguing with Terry to stay in the lineup. Terry said, I'm pulling you, period. And, you're going to take a day. And he thought it best because of the off day today. You get 2 days and then, he'll be back. I'd be shocked if he's not in the lineup Tuesday. He should be good. And Cabrera, I think, is due off the DL Friday, but I'm not sure that's going to be the day because I think they're going to be careful with him too. But he took some hitting yesterday and, He's looking good, and I think it looks good for Friday, but they'll be careful with him.
When the Mets decide not to bring up Amed Rosario, which they have decided not to do for now, and Sandy had a good response the other day saying, can he pitch? We all know that the biggest issue is pitching. Is the biggest reason Rosario not being here the defensive issues, or is it simply the Super 2 situation where they don't want to give up a year of service time? To you, what's the biggest reason why he's not here?
I'd probably say it's a little bit of both, Ev. I think they feel that he's, you know, not totally ready, but you know what? He can come up here and handle this. I think they know that. I think we know that. I think he probably knows that too, because I think he'll be able to hit on this level, and the other stuff will take care of itself. But I do think the Super 2 has something to do with it. Yeah, I think it always does, regardless of what you say. And you know, at this point, it's not, you know, there's not a gaping hole. You know, it's the pitching more than the offense. I mean, they've scored, you know, 210 runs. Unfortunately, they've allowed 237, which you'd never expect from this pitching staff. But that's the problem. And you know, it's been kind of filled, you know, between TJ and Wilmer, Jose, you know, those three around there that I'm not saying the other two are playing shortstop, but you know, you kind of fill in with third and short with those guys. So there hasn't been a crying need or a gaping hole, let's put it that way. So that's why they've held back. But yeah, is the Super 2 part of it? Yeah, I think it'd be naive not to think it isn't.
Yoenis, what's the deal? They said initially maybe tomorrow, but I guess not, right?
No, it's not. I think you'll see him this week, Joe, but are you going to see him for San Diego? I don't know. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They go to Pittsburgh over the weekend and then come back. I think you'll see him sometime this week. When exactly, I don't know. He hasn't gone through the entire running program yet, and I think that's kind of important when you're out with a hamstring injury. So, and when they get him back, I think, you know, he's got to be here. You know, you can't have any more. You know, he's going to go out for another couple of weeks or 10 days, you know, 6 weeks from now. I think they want him here the rest of the year and want to make sure. So I would say probably later in the week. You know, is he here for the final home game? Maybe. It's not going to be tomorrow, but it could be before they leave.
You know, I mentioned a couple of, maybe an hour ago, that, hey, Curtis Granderson's time as a starter is numbered because when Yoenis comes back, he'll lose his job. The more I think about it, shouldn't it be Lucas Duda that loses his job? Lucas Duda has done nothing since he's come back. Granderson is showing a little bit of a pulse, a little bit, you know, it's the
little
home run
bit.
The other
day.
More
not
confidence
good,
that Granderson's going to bounce
too.
Back than Duda.
So,
you know what
Jay
I mean?
Jay Bruce back to first, Granderson stays in center, there you go. Your thoughts?
Well,
like
that would take, you know, you're moving Bruce to first, and, you know, and then you have the outfield LA that way. But, Granderson, I thought, took a little step back yesterday. I think, the bat has been a little bit more alive of late. The problem, you know, to me is both guys are very streaky players. So who's going to get hot first? You know, you'd love to have Duda. You know that Duda at some point will hit, you know, five home runs in seven games. That's going to happen because it always does. And, you know, Granderson will get hot too. But unfortunately, you know, I'm not sure when, and he hasn't yet. So who gets hot first? That might help things or solve the matter. I don't know.
Mm. Eddie, it's always a pleasure, Ed.
Well, thanks, guys.
Enjoy your off day. You got a nice off day today. I mean, it's obvious, another
it's
lovely.
It's not a nice day, yeah.
No, I was going to say, well, you know, it's the typical New York, New Jersey Chamber of Commerce weather day. So, you know, you can enjoy that.
How about if you're trying to sell the month of May around here? this has been the worst month.
Well, it was 100 degrees 2 days ago.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it was unbelievable. One day. It's freezing. I was freezing the other night at the ballpark.
Well, Ernie, one thing I've noticed, and maybe I feel this way because of the fact I go to a lot of Met games, but when the Mets are home, the weather is awful. When they go on the road, the weather is gorgeous. Like, it's like right on the dime it changes.
Yesterday was beautiful.
You're right. There are examples of where it's nice.
Right.
But in general, it's not like Eddie said it. He was freezing his butt off a couple of days ago.
No,
it's amazing
and
the difference.
And the day before, I was sweating to death.
I mean,
it's crazy. At some point, you know, it's going to be 98 and humid for, you know, about 3 weeks. We all know that. But, you're right. Every time they do come home, you wait for the weather to break, and it just hasn't. This whole week is not looking great, to be honest.
No.
We'll see.
Eddie.
See what happens.
All right,
guys. Good talking to you.
See you.
Eddie C. on the Mets.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.